Blog Talk Radio.
It's Mark Rawson, and I'd like to welcome you to another great night of Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, we're on every Thursday from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. And as always, I like to give out our website so you can find out more about this show and other shows that we have on during the week. And some of our shows run monthly, like the other show that I do with my friend Mike, which is the Men's Spiritual Hour, which is a radio show that talks about men and their spirituality. So you can find out about all these great shows and the guests and everything by going to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. I want to start the show off by letting you know that my co-host, Pam Latour, is actually sick. As you know, she wasn't on last week either. She's been fighting something, and we want to send all kinds of love and energy out to her. Her speedy recovery and everything like that. As you know, she is on with us every Thursday, and we enjoy having her. If you actually go to the website, you'll notice at the very top that I've added her website there, and also PamLatourRadio.com, which is what we call the sister radio show, the other sister station that Pam has actually started, and we're really happy about the work that she's doing with that. And she's actually gone off and not only still working with me, which is such a great honor. I think for a lot of you who have been listening to the show, you know that I met Pam when I moved to Florida about a year ago. And, of course, anybody who's been tracking me knows I've been all over the country since then, most recently in Pennsylvania. And actually, for anybody who's keeping track, I'm actually living with my dad down in Orlando, Florida now. So always traveling. So, it's kind of funny because I had met the Ascended Master Teacher, Maureen St. Germain, who is an incredible teacher out of New York. And when she signed a book that she gave to me when I met her at a conference in New York, I opened up the front cover and she actually wrote, "It's a great honor to meet you." And one of the things that she wrote in there was Road Warrior. And I, that was probably about a year ago, and I had asked her at the time, I said, why do you call me a road warrior? And she goes, oh, you'll figure it out. And I think with the fact that within a year I've been in five states, and even with 1 month in France, I can tell you, okay, I think I'm starting to get it. But, with that, I had a chance to meet Pam, and she was one of my teachers that I had a chance to study under for advanced sacred geometry in Tampa, Florida. And she comes from a long history of teaching in Israel and just all over the place. If you ever get a chance to check out her website, she's PamLatour.com, and that's P-A-M-E-L-A. I'm looking at this from too far away here, PamElaLatour.com, so Pam Latour. So make sure to check out our website. Instead of doing the regular break that I normally do on the half hour, I'm actually going to play my friend Mike's music on the break. His name is Mike Schneider, and if any of you have listened to me, you know that he not only works for Brigida to host the Saint Germain radio show that we do once a month. But he is also someone who helps me co-host the monthly radio show, which is called the Men's Spiritual Hour. And I'm going to play some of his music. I had a chance to meet Mike quite a few years ago. It almost goes on about 4 years now. And, excuse me, Mike has a very interesting gift. He's able to actually put his hands on your shoulders, actually connect with your energy. And then what he does is he goes over to a piano and he actually starts channeling music. And the interesting thing is the interaction that occurs between the music and your energy and the music. So what will occur is he'll start by getting a read on your energy. He'll play music that matches it. As he plays the music, your energy will actually fluctuate. And as your energy fluctuates, the music will actually change also. So it keeps on becoming this dance of music and channeling. And, you know, the music that he channels actually channels from pretty high up. And just an incredible experience. He actually was telling me the other day that he's starting to offer that remotely. So if you want to have that experience, you can actually contact him for that. And if you just want to listen to his music, and I'll play some of it on the break, and I'll probably finish the show with it instead of our standing closing song. I'll probably spend about 8-9 minutes at the end of the show and play one of his longer pieces. You get an appreciation for the type of music and the vibration and everything that's carried through it. So the great thing about it is a lot of his music you can actually purchase off his website and download it. And I think at this point, I was talking to him about this the other day, I think I actually have all of his music, which I think is up to about 9 CDs now. But I'm going to go ahead and give you his website so you can go check it out, because after you hear the music, you're going to be like, wow, how do I get a hold of that music? So let me go ahead, and I'm just pulling it off of the website. So if you go to Spiritual Connections Radio and scroll to the bottom, you'll actually see the write-up on him, and you'll see his website, which is www.mikesnyvercc.com. So the link is up on Spiritual Connections Radio if you missed any part of that. So the guest that I was going to have this evening actually ended up flying to Dubai at the last minute. So we're going to actually have her on probably in February. And, of course, we have all kinds of great guests lined up for this year, just like we did last year. And our guest basically kind of canceled on me at the last minute. But at the same time, I was kind of feeling led anyways to take one of these radio nights and just kind of share with you some of the life lessons that I've learned so far, some of it from my experiences by going to listen to people lecture at different events around the country. Some of it just comes through spirit. For any of you who know me, you know most of what I do these days is I teach, and when I'm not teaching, I generally do one-on-one coaching with people. I'm really excited to let you all know that I finally, after a year, upgraded my website because as much as it made total sense to me, it did not make a lot of sense to a lot of people. And I think it's because I have so many different services I was offering that a lot of people were kind of like, well, I don't really understand what service I would want or which one would be the best fit for me. And I also realized that in the couple of years that I've been doing work where I've been working with people, that I've also noticed that the way I work has actually been shifting. So I'll give you an example, and that is, you know, in the past someone might have contacted me for one of my services, and let's just say that service was to sit down with them and do a meditation to do a past life regression to heal something in them or to allow them to have a journey experience into one of their past lives. And that basically had a fee, and it was, you know, arranged, and you had to go up and purchase that service. And, you know, my website, I think, had 17 services on it. And what I realized lately after working with a number of customers all over, or I should say different people across the country over the last year or so, is that I've noticed that the way I work with people is actually shifted because of what Spirit's been teaching me. And that is, now the way I do it is I basically say buy a session. My sessions run anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. It's not done by the hour or anything like that anymore. It's by session. And my sessions vary. I used to do them strictly by the hour, and then I realized for most people I was spending almost 2 hours with them, so it is whatever it needs to be. But I also noticed that someone would come to me and they'd say, oh, I want to do such and such, like I want to do angel work, or I want you to do healing work or theta work or something like that. And I would show up and basically all of a sudden their guides are talking to me and I'm getting all this information on something else I should do. And so lots of times I would turn to them and say, you know, I know you brought me in to do, you know, this certain modality, but I find now that I'm sitting here with you that it feels like I need to do this, this, and that. So lots of times it's more of me coming with my toolbox of all my different tools in it. I show up, I talk to you for a few minutes to figure out what's going on with you. Spirit or your guides or whatever's going on tells me I need to teach you something, show you something, heal you, clear something. All of this I do with your permission, but it's more of a collaboration of different things, and it's more on the fly there in the situation. So it's been working out really well that way, because I think, number one, people get better services. I think it takes the whole questioning out of the equation of what in the world do I need, and it just, I think everybody's been really, really happy with that. So I went ahead and I rewrote a lot of my website. I think for people who know, I'll tell you a couple things. First of all, I have my own psychics that I use for my own guidance when I can't clear my own stuff. Sometimes a lot of people will tell you, sometimes you're so deep in your own stuff, you need someone else to help you out. So I'm the first to admit that I have some really good people that I use for guidance. And I also have my own coach that I use when I need to go to somebody. And one of the biggest discussions that me and my coach have been having lately is I've been fighting over terminology. And that is, you know, I wanted to come up with this big, or maybe it was more of my ego, wanted to come up with this big title for my website. Like I was going to be like Master Teacher, Master Healer, or something along those lines. And maybe we even throw in Road Warrior. And me and my coach were kind of talking about this, and I said to you, I said, you know, I really don't like the word teacher, because teacher is more like I'm going to teach you what fits for me, and it's my truth, and it's what I understand. I'm going to force you into that. And I realized that I didn't like that philosophy. Like, I don't want to be somebody who forces his ideas or something on somebody else. So I came to this different perspective that I thought it would be better to call myself a guide. And of course, then you get into, okay, well, are you like a spirit guide? Like, you know, we know that we have these spirit guides that come to the planet and work with us. And so there's all that kind of confusion and stuff. But so I thought of it, well, I like to call myself a coach, but I think that's been overdone. I mean, everybody's, you know, everybody out there is getting certified to be a coach. And, you know, maybe that's not the right word I like. But I realized in thinking about it that I really like the idea of becoming an intuitive guide. And that is somebody who basically, you know, takes the time to hold space for you, is about empowering you, someone who likes to give you the right tools, kind of like if you had a guide and you're going camping, they would be the first one to say, listen, if you haven't been camping before, here's a list of things you might want to purchase, or here's some tools you'd want to have, so that you can be prepared for whatever the journey is that you want to take. And I can show you a map on two ways of getting there, and then you can make the decision on which path you want to take. So I like this whole idea of really just being the person who empowers you, who gives you what you need, that helps you on your guide, you know, on the journey without telling you what way you have to go and stuff like that. So it's kind of like the rebranding I've been doing of myself. And with that, I kind of rebranded the website that way and also redid the way the services work. So, yes, I still provide all the services. And if you want a very specific service, I can give that to you. I also, since I'm kind of plugging my website, I will tell you I have a couple different programs up on my website that are definitely worth checking out. One of them is how to find your soulmate, and another one has to do with how to contact your higher self, which is a really powerful tool to have. And then if you go to the other portion of my website, I actually have some freebies, like how to connect with your guides and some other radio shows on different topics like manifestation and some other meditations and past life meditations and everything else up there. So paid tools, services, and some freebies. So make sure to take a look at the website. Send me some emails. Give me some comments. I'd love to hear from all of you as far as what you think. And, of course, the website is listed on Spiritual Connections Radio under my radio show today. And I'll give that to you, and it's markarawson.com. So it's www.markarawson.com. So markarawson.com. So make sure to check out the new website. Let me know what you think of the way I rebranded it. It still has that beautiful healing green color that I love. So with that, I want to kind of get into some of what I wanted to cover with everybody today, and that is the first thing I want to talk about tonight. I got a whole bunch of topics for you. We're going to be all over the radar tonight. We're going to be just giving you an overview right now. I'm going to talk to you about transformation. After that, we're going to talk about the nature of how to change the view of what your job is to you. And, you know, the nature of really kind of really changing and pivoting so much of your perspective on something. We're going to get into how to actually create abundance. We're going to talk about why laws of attraction doesn't work and why all these different things that people are doing aren't actually producing cash abundance. Because and I'll tell you a private story about how I ended up with what I thought was abundance, which was a lot of other things I wasn't expecting. And then we're going to finish off the second part of the half hour doing a spiritual coaching activity called the Timeline, which I learned from my great teacher, Denise Lynn, who is very dear to my heart, such an incredible woman. If any of you have a chance, make sure to check out her website and take a look at her books and her materials, and make sure to catch her on Hay House Radio. Her and her daughter, Meadow, were two incredible people, along with a whole bunch of people who came together for that class when I did my coaching training with Denise Lynn last year. And just such an incredible experience. So all right, so we're going to start our first discussion tonight about transformation. And this kind of came to me when I was driving the yoga. I'm actually happy to announce that I'm back in yoga classes again. And I found a really nice place here in Florida through some recommendations from some people on my Facebook. Some of you fellow spiritual people out there, thank you for the recommendations. And I was driving to yoga this morning, and I noticed on the back of the car in front of me that there was a caterpillar hanging on to the back of the car in front of me. And I thought that was really interesting to kind of see that caterpillar. I said, boy, that's something I wouldn't expect to see this time of year or to see in Florida. And I actually learned something really interesting last year about caterpillars, and that is that some caterpillars become butterflies, and some caterpillars become moths. And I never knew that, and I thought that was really interesting. And I think the reason why I was bringing this up is I was kind of thinking about the way that, you know, there's this whole idea that, you know, us as spiritual people on this planet, that we go through these stages of growth. We go through these lessons that are given to us so that we can grow. And it is really this whole idea of this caterpillar becoming the butterfly, or in some situations, I guess we could be becoming the moth. And the reason why I was thinking about a lot of this is that there is a lot of people that I've coached that basically, you know, when you take a look at someone's contracts or what it is that they're supposed to achieve, this can have a lot to do either with ourselves or people that we interact with, people that we actually experience in our lives. And you know, in a lot of situations, we see people who we know that they're supposed to be doing something. We know that they're supposed to be growing, but they're not. And we often look at it and, you know, we care so much about them and we're so upset about the fact that that we know. And, you know, it's not about, I think, putting our own expectations on them our own guidelines or whatever we think that someone else should be. It's just that natural thing that you get spiritually where you know that a certain person is supposed to be doing something. You can almost see the lesson that's there for them, and they're just refusing to grow. And, you know, one of the points I've learned from studying different things from different teachers and from spiritual channeling and also hearing spirit talk to me about certain things is that, you know, we come down here and we have these contracts of these things that we have to do. And the important thing you have to understand sometimes is that some people just don't do their contracts. And there's not really any kind of ramifications for it. I mean, not that I'm saying that there should be, but, you know, you can kind of come through a life and realize that, you know, that you basically didn't accomplish anything you want to do. And I think as spiritual people, we have a tendency to be very hard on ourselves, that we think that we're supposed to be pushing forward so fast, that we're supposed to be changing and manifesting and everything like that. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to grow yourself or to expand. But I think the common phrase that I want to share with everybody that comes from spirit or from your guides quite a bit and comes through a lot of coaching sessions that I do with people is be gentle on yourself. And really take the time as you're going through different situations in your life to pause and appreciate the things that you've achieved. You know, for me, I tell the story of how I spent probably 20 years in New York City working for some of the biggest technology companies in the world. And, excuse me, in my lifetime, I've actually achieved quite a bit. You know, I was married. I had two children. I had a very successful job. I had tons of money. And one of the interesting things I'll share with you, and it has nothing to reflect on my children or my ex-wife, is that I was miserable. I was completely depressed. And no matter what I had in my life, I mean, I had what most people would consider to be some of the biggest riches and gifts in the world. And through the whole thing, I was totally miserable. And, you know, I went and saw a psychiatrist for a number of years. I always suggest that if you need counseling, you get counseling. There's nothing wrong with using all these other people that are gifted in whatever field they're gifted in. And I actually went and saw a psychiatrist for a number of years because I couldn't figure out, if I have so many beautiful things in my life, why am I absolutely miserable? And, you know, we went through the normal stuff of, you know, what were my parents and how was my upbringing and all that kind of stuff. And there was some great growth and stuff there. But I don't think I really understood exactly what was going on until I got into my spiritual, what I call my spiritual opening. And what I realized through my spiritual opening, what I realize now, because hindsight is always very beautiful as far as learning goes, is that a lot of it had to do with not stopping long enough to appreciate anything and having a drive to always want something more. In that time period, it was more material things. You know, I could never have enough material things. It was always about having the bigger house, the more cars, the bigger, the better, the more this, the more that. You know, achieving this and that, achieving, you know, as operations manager within 6 years of being in the city, probably one of the biggest movements in the corporate ladder anybody's ever seen. And I never appreciated any of it. It was always about, okay, now what's next? Okay, I guess I'll be a CIO or a CTO or something like that. So I guess the words of wisdom I wanted to share about that story is, number one, to be gentle on yourself as you move through your transformation. I think another thing is really taking the time to be in the moment and appreciate the things that you have in your life. Because I think for a lot of us, we're always so much moving forward that we're not really paying attention to the things that we've achieved. And we can even look at this from the aspects of our spiritual journey. So, you know, one of the things that we learned from listening to our guest that we had on last week, who wrote the book Dancing on a Stamp, which was lessons he had learned from Albert, his guide, is that there's no repercussions and there's no choice that you make that's wrong. So enjoy the journey and really, you know, take life as lessons and really enjoy it more than for a lot of us. I think a lot of this journey feels so miserable sometimes, and for so many different reasons. I know I've gone through a lot of, they call it the dark night of the soul. I want to call it the dark year of the soul. With all the change and stripping away and everything I've had to do as far as letting go of attachments. So I definitely understand a lot of it, but at the same time, you know, it's not about getting to a destination. It's about enjoying the journey. So that was kind of like the first story I wanted to give to everybody. And what I'm going to do is lay the groundwork for the next story, which has to do with kind of taking a different look at the jobs that we do and where does spirituality show up. And I'm going to lay the groundwork for that, and then I'm going to play some music from my friend Mike, and then I'll come back from that break, and I'll finish the story. So I had a chance this past Sunday to not only get together with a number of my friends, which I hadn't seen in a while, over in Tampa, Florida, but also to attend a conference that was given for free. And if you ever get a chance to meet this woman, and I'm sorry already, everybody who knows me knows I'm really bad with names, and I'm always slaughtering people's names. But if you go to the Spiritual Connections Radio website, there is a link under the show for this woman. Her website is called Era of Peace. That's eraofpeace.org. And her name is Patricia Cota Ropas. And she is an Ascended Master teacher. She actually channels quite a bit of high-level spiritual material. She is not your entry-level spiritual person. So if you're getting into the spiritual field, I guess I'll say go as guided, but for a lot of people, I only refer most of the highly level spiritual people to her because I think you have to have some type of base under you in spirituality before you can start to go into some of the material that she's teaching. But she is actually doing free conferences around the United States. I just posted a number of them up to about 10,000 people up on Facebook yesterday. She just finished in Florida, and she's heading to Texas, and that's going to be part of a number of different cities she's going to be doing this free conference in. And two of the things that I'm going to cover with you, these two stories, one of them about the job and the other one about how to actually attract money into your life. I know a lot of us are all about laws of attraction and creating abundance and all that kind of stuff, but the two topics I'm actually going to talk about tonight are things that I learned not only in my own life, but also from her conference this past weekend. So I want to kind of give her credit for that because it does come from her and through the channeling at higher levels of what we call the beings of light that want us to have this information. So the way this discussion starts is it starts with talking about jobs. And the reason why I want to bring up jobs is I think so many people who come to me for coaching are like myself, and you know, we all want to believe, or we all want to be in this mindset that says that the perfect job for us would basically be doing just our spiritual thing. So for me, that would just be coaching and not having to do a 9-to-5 job. And it's something Spirit has actually been teaching me for a long time, because I have been really trying to dedicate myself strictly to the spiritual field and becoming a teacher, and not wanting to do anything in the corporate world. And I do have a very strong corporate background. I'm very strong in technology, and I've been kind of doing some of that with actually helping spiritual people with technology. But where I was going with this discussion is that a lot of us have been coming to me for coaching and basically saying, you know what, I don't like my job. You know, I'm a teacher, I'm a administrator, I'm a machinist, or, you know, name whatever your job is. And I don't want to do that anymore. I'm spiritual and I want to go do this. I want to become a healer. I want to become an angel reader. And, you know, tell me how to get to that. And the story is always pretty much the same. And that is, you know, basically keep your day job, keep on working, build up your client base on your spiritual side. And eventually, if you work really, really hard, you can eventually get to the point that you should be able to shift over to an industry where you basically just do the spiritual work. And this kind of lays the foundation for some of the discussion I want to bring up, and that is there was a very interesting aspect that was taught, and that is the question would be is if it really came down to it, if you were to bring your spirituality into your current job, do you think that you can make more change there versus going out and hanging your sign somewhere and becoming a spiritual worker somewhere and just basically just doing whatever it is that you're certified to do? And, you know, for a lot of us, there is what we want to do, and then there is the question of really where do we make the most difference. And I think one of the things that Patricia was kind of talking about over the weekend is that where you're going to make the most difference is basically bringing your spirituality into your job, your corporate job, you know. And that doesn't mean you start doing readings out of your cube at work. I'm saying that that basically means you're bringing your positive energy into whatever that job is, and you're doing it. And I'll give you a really good example of that, which I call the guy who creates missiles, and I'll do that after the break. So you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and we're covering all kinds of great things tonight. And with that, we're going to put on some music from Mike, and we'll be back in a few minutes. So go ahead and enjoy this, and thank you for listening. And this is Mark Rawson, and you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. I'll be right back. This just a short clip from my friend Mike, and I wanted to really share that with all of you. So, like I said, if you have a chance, make sure to download his music or work with him remotely. He does just the most amazing work. I should have given you all the disclaimer to make sure you don't listen to that while you're driving or operating heavy equipment. It will put you into a meditation state. It's absolutely incredible music. And for a lot of you out there who are sensitive to energy, I think you can feel how powerful it is. So I highly recommend any of the CDs that he has on his website. So make sure to check that out. And that's MikeSchneider.com. And you can get that link off of the Spiritual Connections Radio website. So before we went on break, I was kind of giving you this this idea that one of the biggest things that you should turn or change as far as your perspective that really is so critical for the planet at this time is for you to change your perspective on really what is a spiritual job. And I think for everybody out there, every one of us, you know, if we had our wish, would basically become spiritual workers and not work a 9-to-5 job anymore. And I think, you know, one of the things that's just been so important is realizing that the biggest shift you can actually make right now is to realize that if you are spiritual and you're doing any type of work in any type of industry, that you are doing your spiritual work already, and really thinking about how you can actually integrate and bring that love and energy into that space. And, you know, the example that Patricia gave at the conference this past Sunday was really beautiful. And that is, she said that one of her students was basically this guy that worked for a defense contractor, and his job was basically to make these missiles that drop bombs on different people. And he went to her and he said, you know, I just don't understand, as a spiritual person, you know, I can't stomach doing this job. I mean, how in the world am I supposed to bring my spirituality into this defense contracting job where I'm with a bunch of warmongers all day? And she basically said something that was really, really powerful, which I think all of us can incorporate into what we do in our daily jobs. And that is, she said, as an example for this one person who basically was on an assembly line putting missiles together, is she says, well, when you're there and you're at work and you're around all these missiles, surround them with love and energy, surround them with angels, and imagine that they'll never be used to hurt anybody. She kind of joked about that in a certain way and saying, well, whatever you do, don't tell your boss you're doing that. But it just kind of brings the point that I think for a lot of us, we got this mindset, at least for some people in the spiritual world, that to be spiritual and to do a spiritual job means that we're just simply going to go, you know, start teaching, or that we're going to go and just hang up our shingle and do a certain type of healing modality, and that's going to be our life going forward. And instead of really kind of taking a look at it and saying, well, if I'm, you know, like, as if you're a teacher and you're teaching children, I mean, you're basically in a classroom where all these children are there, and you could be surrounding them with love and energy and angels and healing, and understanding that you're creating souls. You're working with people and these children that are going to become the world leaders and everything for the future. And I think no matter what job you do, you can bring your spirituality into it. And I think for each of us, that we just got to figure out what that looks like. And that's really how we make a difference. You know, the idea that, you know, depending on your religious belief, that there's going to be a second coming of Christ and that Christ is going to save the planet is totally a big mistake. It's us as light workers. We're the ones that are going to change this planet. We're the ones that are going to make a difference. And, you know, where can we better do that? Can we better do that just basically working out of some place where we have spiritual people coming in as our clients? Or are we going to do it while we're out there with all the Joe Schmoes that haven't woken up yet? Is that, you know, is that where our energy is better spent? And it's funny because this has actually been a really big lesson for me, because I've been fighting going back into corporate, you know, ever since I started my spiritual journey. And, you know, it's one of those things where Spirit keeps on telling you, you know, we would rather have you working over in the corporate world than and bring your spirituality and your love into those situations and around all those people and stuff like that, and bringing your ethics and stuff, which I've always done over the years. I've always brought my ethics into the work business environment. I think I've only been fired from one job in my life, and that one job I was fired from was because I wouldn't go along with a company that was basically double billing another client. And I just, you know, because I stood up for what I believed in, I actually got fired. And, you know, sometimes that's what you got to do, is stand up for what you believe in and really just bring your light and what it is that you bring into all these places. And that's where we make a difference. And, you know, we can even see larger scale changes when we think about stuff like Maureen Williamson, who's heading towards Congress. So, you know, you take a spiritual person and let's put them in government, you know, or, you know, let's put them in all different aspects. It's like having undercover spiritual people in all aspects of the world, like a conspiracy. It's like, let's bring love into all aspects of every job there is. And isn't that where we can make the most difference? Isn't that what the mission of the world can be? And I just challenge all of you to rethink the model of what it is that we should be doing. And that's kind of one of the things that Patricia really was talking about. And I hope of what I'm expressing and everything is coming through to everybody the way it should. So the other topic that I want to talk about is the aspect of attraction. And I'll start with my own personal story, because I went to my coach and I said, you know, I've learned laws of attraction, and I love Esther Hicks and all her work. I think there's so much stuff to learn from the teachings of Abraham. Originally, I started with Seth Speaks back in the early 70s and Jane Roberts channeling. And I've done, you know, Laws of Attraction and The Power and The Secret. And I've done Flow Dreaming with Summer Mastrabix, which is incredible meditations for manifestation. But I can tell you personally that my biggest thing, as much as I understand all the rules, is that I don't really see a lot of manifestation of everything that I'm trying to create. And as a spiritual person, there's been a lot of frustration in that. And I remember talking to my coach about it. And I said to her, I don't understand. I keep on asking for abundance. And she said, well, do you have an abundance of bills? And I said, yes, I do. She goes, do you have an abundance of problems? And I said, yes, I do. She goes, well, you're getting what you asked for then. You asked for an abundance. You're getting an abundance. I said, yeah, but I want an abundance of cash. I want an abundance of money, you know. And she goes, well, then you need to ask for money. You need to ask for that. And I was like, wow, okay. So, you know, that was kind of like my own personal journey with that. And it's interesting because I've been studying some of the stuff of Tasha Silver in her book, Openness, and we've had her on a number of times, just an incredible author. And her book on the divine, you know, giving our lives over to the divine and just basically surrendering everything has been something I've been practicing and everything. It's been actually amazing. I had basically surrendered quite a few things to, I'll use God because that's what I believe in, but you can substitute in whatever you believe. And I surrendered a lot of my situation to that. And I said, you know, I just need to surrender this. And I'm in this situation and I want an abundance of cash. And within 4 days I had a check for $8,000. So it is amazing when you see the validation actually happen. And I think letting go of what so much of us believe on how that's going to show up is one of the biggest challenges you have to do, because I think for a lot of us, we want to do it through hard work. And we don't realize that if you just let the divine take the lead and you surrender and give a situation over and actually let go of it, there's a couple key aspects that I've learned as part of that. One of them is surrendering, and another one is trust. It's trusting your own guidance, and it's trusting that the divine and the beings that are behind you haven't put you in a situation that you can't handle, and that they're not going to put you in a situation where you're going to be stuck. As the saying goes, God would never give you anything you can't handle. And there's a lot of truth to that. And I think one of the biggest lessons and one of the hardest things I've tried to overcome, or what I am overcoming, is trust. Because I find that I can surrender, but surrender is only part of the equation. You have to trust that it's actually going to happen. And I think for a lot of us, because of our belief systems, that can be really, really hard. So where this whole discussion is going, because I want to really give you the key that Patricia gave us over the weekend on how to actually shift this and how to actually get cash to come into your life, is it starts with the philosophy that if you realize that in the beginning when everything was created, that the elementals were created and that Mother Earth was created, and through that, everything was given to us. We were given food, we were given water, we were given heat, we were given things so we can make clothing. And the net result is if you actually look at this, and I thought this is a really interesting way of looking at this, is that everything that we needed was given to us for free. And if you recognize that, yes, things get processed and there's people involved and people have to make money and that's how everybody survives, and not to, we can have a whole different radio show on how I don't agree with any of that and how everything could be bartered and, you know, why do we have to go do the work we do and how much work in the world is senseless. But, you know, the key aspect is everything we needed was given to us for free, and then we have to go get a job to make money to buy things that were given to us for free. We have to go buy food. We have to go buy this. We've got to go buy that. And, you know, with that philosophy in mind, the idea would be is that there is something that I've understood through all my spiritual growth over the last couple of years, and that is everything takes a balance. So if you're getting some type of energy healing from somebody and you're not paying them or you're not doing something in trade that's equal, my belief is it won't work, because I think the number one rule of the universe is that there's balance. So the question would be is, okay, if you're spending all your money paying for something that was given to you for free, what are you doing to pay back the universe for everything that you're given? And the answer is you're actually not doing anything. I'm sure a lot of us are out there doing things for people, and most of the time we're doing that because we want something in exchange, or we do it because we like helping people. But the true nature of it is the question would be is, if you're paying somebody for something that was given to you for free, then you're not really truly paying back Mother Earth or the universe for what's been given to you already. And I don't know if that makes sense to a lot of people. I know for me, I had to wrap my mind around it for a second. But the true nature of it is this, and here's the rub on this, and that is, if you want cash abundance to come into your life, you have to do something for the universe that pays back for everything that's been given to you for free that you're actually using all your money to pay for. But paying for something that was given to you for free, we can take that off the table for now so we don't have to discuss it. But the point is that you're given all these things by the planet, by God, and everything like that, and you're not really paying for them. So the question is what could you do that would basically pay back the planet? Because the idea would be is that if you have a balance with the planet for paying back the things that are given to you, then you start to move energy, and when you do that, more things come into your life. So here's how you do it. Here's the way you make money. This is how you bring abundance into your life, okay? You find something that makes your heart sing. It could be helping an animal shelter. It could be helping children, wherever you can basically take some money. It can be any amount of money you have. Right now, I don't have a lot of money, so I take whatever few dollars I have and I try to help out animal shelters, wherever I can give my money. I find something that I really care about, and I give my money to it. And I let it go with no intention of anything coming back to me. I don't expect anything in return. And it's okay if you take a tax write-off for that. That's just background logistics. Don't worry about it. But the key here is finding something that you love and donating money to it. And it can be anything you want. Now, so there is something that goes back to the original church structures and the idea of what they call tithing and basically giving money to the church and how you should give 10% to God. I'm not saying you have to. You could give your money to the church, and that would basically accomplish the same thing. The question would be is when you give the money to the church, do you feel your heart jump? Do you feel love? Or do you feel obligation or fear or whatever? Like, if I don't give money to the church, I'm going to burn in hell. Okay? So you have to look at your intent. And that is your intent that you want to do something because you want to help somebody else, because you love something, because it really excites you to do this? And that's the first key ingredient, is it has to excite you. You have to be able to give that money. You can't feel like you're doing it out of obligation. You know, it's like, oh, I have to do this, or, you know, whatever. And just let it go and let it be out there. And then be very careful to sit and watch on what comes back into your life. It could be somebody giving you a discount. It could be somebody giving you a special gift. You'll start to see stuff coming back in. And you can start to experiment with this by sending out some money and then watching in your life what happens. I think the problem is we get so busy we don't pay attention to what actually comes into our life. And it could be something as simple as somebody making our lives easier because of a gesture that comes back in. It goes back to the original idea I have is don't get attached to the way it's going to show up. And that's the key. The key is to get the energy flowing. It's to get the money moving. You could do a lot of this through helping others. I spend a lot of my time donating my time helping others. But there's a key aspect here, and that is physical cash. Cash out of your pocket going out to something you love and then seeing something come back 10 or 100-fold in cash from other sources. Because when we look at abundance, there's abundance that can mean so many things to so many people, but the true nature of it is, I don't know about you right now, but because I've been out of work for a year, I want cash abundance in my life. I think it's great that everybody's doing a lot of good things for me, and I love that, and I love all the people that are in my life and the people who help me. But the true nature of it is, I want cash abundance. And the way you generate cash abundance is you send cash out of your pocket to things that you love, and then you watch as the universe returns it 10 or 100-fold back to you. So play with that. Let me know how that turns out for you. Think about it. You can play with it at any amount of money. Just remember the key ingredients that you have to have love in it, and don't do it just because of obligation. So we're almost running out of time, and I was hoping that I was going to be able to get to the coaching exercise on the timeline, and I don't think I can give it enough time for that. So I really like this idea of being able to talk to all of you and teach you the different things that I've been learning and kind of guiding you through a lot of the lessons I've learned. So I think I'll probably do this again maybe once a month. I'll take one of the shows and dedicate it to just sharing with you some of my journey and stuff like that. And I hope you all enjoyed this. So with that, I'm actually going to use the last couple minutes of the show to play another piece from my friend Mike and stuff like that. Then again, I also want to mention to you, if you go up to Spiritual Connections Radio website, you'll see that I have a link for Patricia. She is doing lectures all over the United States that are free. And I tell you, if she comes into your neck of the woods and you can sit there, I sat in Tampa with 300 people. And the energy was absolutely amazing. Her website is www.eraofpeace.org. And make sure to catch one of her lectures. She's heading to Texas next, and we're actually lining up to have her on as a guest on Spiritual Connections Radio, so we'll be looking forward to that. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Mark Rawson. I hope you appreciate the show. And I so much enjoy being able to talk to all of you and share my spirituality with all of you and to bring guests on and everything and stuff like that. So with that, we're going to finish off with a piece from Mike Schneider. And I send lots of love to all of you, and have a great night. Thank you.